Hey team, we just wanted to pop on here real quick before the episode. And first off, just tell you that we did record this episode before the events that took place in our country.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Last weekend, which was the protests for Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and everything that's happening. And so we made the conscious decision last week not to post an episode because we felt that it would have been tone deaf and disrespectful to kind of carry on with life as normal.
Yeah. We saw a lot of people just taking a step back last week. And I think it'd be ignorant if we didn't follow that trend. I think it's time for everybody to just reflect and listen and try to be compassionate with this issue.
Well, not only just reflect, but also take action.
And absolutely.
That's what this last week has been about for Ben and I. On our Instagram, I posted some resources that we've been using to educate ourselves, which I realize in the last few days is a privilege to have to be educated on racism.
It is.
Because it's something that we don't live every day. If you want to go and check out some resources that we've been using, there's a story highlight on our Instagram, pending.nuptials.pod.
I think a lot of people are tuning in to what resources, like you said, like you sent me White Fragility, and I just said, let's do it. Why not? Mm-hmm. And I was able to knock it out in 2 days. And at first, it is a little uncomfortable because it's making you reflect on yourself and bringing up topics that we as Caucasians just do not have any grasp of.
Yeah. Yeah. For any white folk out there who want a good jumping off point, we both really highly recommend White Fragility. We both listened to it on Audible. I'm still working through it. I will say give it some time because the narrator is not great. She's a little monotone.
A little dry.
But the meat is there, and it's worth it to listen to the whole thing. And we don't really want to get too bogged down in the weeds about all of this because we hope that Pending Nuptials is a place of kind of solace and maybe an escape, although maybe we shouldn't be escaping. It's kind of, it's a struggle that I'm having a lot constantly. But
yeah,
we just wanted to pop on here and say that we don't condone any of the violence that's been happening in the last few weeks. And I don't even know if I should say anything about the looting. I probably shouldn't. It's just so hard because I don't, like, I know that I'm going to be constantly saying things that are wrong, and I need to allow for people to correct me, which is uncomfortable, but it needs to happen. There's a lot happening in our world right now, and, you know, we just hope that you are being the best human that you can be to others and to yourself, and we hope that you can find some solace here at Pending Nuptials, even if it is just for 30 or 45 minutes.
Right. Well said, honey. Well, here's the episode that you came to hear.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Pending Nuptials podcast.
Episode 7?
Episode 6, unless we're counting our mini-sodes as a full episode.
This is episode 7.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our last episode was episode 6, which was road trips.
Yes.
This is episode 7.
Very good.
That's what I was telling you. That's what I said. I said episode 7. You're going to look like you have egg on your face when you're editing this and people are listening.
How foolish of me.
Dang it. Now I have to change my notes to reflect the proper number.
You'll be done with those notes in a half hour.
Like I said, welcome back to episode 7 of Pending Nuptials. My name is Kate. Sitting up across from me is my wonderful, dashing, ever so clever fiance, Benjamin.
Clever?
Yeah,
sure. Call me clever?
Yeah. I think you're clever.
Oh, I'm good.
Is that not a way you would describe yourself?
I think I'm clever and funny and smart, Why do you just settle on clever? You should just keep it going.
Because we don't have enough time.
Good answer.
Once we stop recording, I can sit and we can bask in the awesomeness that is you.
Yeah, that's what we do every episode.
Well, that's what we do every minute of every hour of every day of this relationship. It is. So episode 7, this is going to be a fun one. I'm excited about it.
I know you are.
I know. I don't think that you're as excited as I am for this episode.
Oh, I'm excited, but to a certain degree, and you guys will hear why.
Yeah. Well, we have acquired... Can you insert a drum roll right here?
Yep.
We have acquired a camper trailer.
Wheel trailer, 35 feet. It is a 2002 Snowbird that needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But
it needs some love.
It needs some love, but luckily we have plenty of time and a blank slate in which to insert this activity into.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this. I love a good decor renovation project. I think that this is going to be a great test for us as a couple.
You say that now, like, keep this enthusiasm going, because I think
I know that we will have fights.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when it gets here and it comes time to, honey, we got to do the grout today. Oh, I just went out there yesterday, though.
There won't be any grout because we're doing stick-on.
Insert any other task
I have to do. I know that sometimes I get really excited for projects and then the project arrives and I'm like, I don't want to do it. I fully understand that, but I'm excited for the part where I'm excited, and I'm excited for the part where it's done.
I need you,
mm-hmm.
and we've talked about this.
Oh, geez.
I need you to keep me off the ledge, because there's going to come a time where I get so inundated and overwhelmed of having to do this thing that I may or may not know anything about, and I'm going to get so stressed out about it, and you're really good at keeping me from getting too overwhelmed.
Right. No, this is, well, the good thing is we don't really have a timeline for it. It can take as long as it needs. Would I like it to be done by our wedding? Sure. Does it have to be? No. I mean, it can take as long as we need it to.
Well, deadlines are good.
I agree with that. Deadlines, I do think that it's good for us to be working towards something so that it's not just, we don't have to do anything with it this weekend. Yeah. We can just do something else.
Yeah, we can keep each other accountable on that end date.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, the state that it's in currently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been sitting in Missouri for how many years?
3 to 4 years.
Okay. 3 to 4 years. And it's been sitting on a piece of property. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been covered.
Correct.
I believe that the slide that's out when we saw it has been out the whole time. The two slides have been out the whole 3 years, maybe?
No. So when it was parked, the slides were in, but hydraulics over time lose pressure and slowly...
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Like a dead body? It just slowly, the pop-out started sliding?
If you want to compare it to that, sure.
True.
It's not a bad analogy. But...
The corpse of the trailer.
Well, it doesn't have an engine in it, which is good.
Yeah, you didn't...
That's good.
Because we've talked about... wanting to get a trailer.
We have.
For some time. Really since, I would say, Glacier is when it really kind of like lit it in us. We weren't really ready to dive in just yet.
Right.
And you didn't want to buy anything with an engine, rightly so, because then that's more maintenance and upkeep.
Yes.
And so we were like, what kind of trailers could we get that one of our vehicles could tow? And like the choices got
very small.
So because my truck can't really tow very much, and neither, well, yours probably can tow more than mine.
It's pretty close. I mean, you'd have Airstreams on there and then smaller campers.
Mm-hmm. Like a teardrop camper, which I really love.
Yep.
But they're expensive.
Yes. But even a camper like 20 feet, that's pretty close to what our vehicles can do.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it funny driving back from Glacier? Because that's what got us talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
All the confirmation bias you have in your head, you start seeing trailer after trailer.
Yep.
And then billboards for trailers and then trailers at the parking lot. It's just... Yeah.
Well, and the same thing happened this weekend when we were driving back from Missouri. I was like, there's a fifth wheel. There's a fifth wheel. There's a fifth wheel.
Yep.
And I was like, I wonder what engine's in that truck that can tow that fifth wheel. I wonder how many feet that fifth wheel is. I wonder if I can convince Ben to buy a truck.
Well, I know. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately because it's hard to just keep asking for favors from people.
Well, and we'll kind of circle back to that because I want to touch on this a little bit.
Same.
But so let's go back to what we were talking about of like what the current state of what the trailer is in right now.
Okay.
And it's weird recording this and then like planning out what our social media feed is going to do because I'm going to say, well, I'm going to post this on our Instagram. But it will most likely, by the time this episode goes live, it will probably already be on our Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to say, as you can see on our Instagram, I put up a picture of it before and after when we first saw it and then after when Ben went and washed it and detailed the outside of it.
Yeah, and I got this lovely sunburn off of it.
Oh my God, you guys. This man, he doesn't tan very well. You do actually tan fairly well because I'm looking at you and you look pretty tan right now. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's because you're coming off of a sunburn.
Agreed.
But this man went out in the Missouri sun for 5 hours.
Sure.
With his shirt off with zero sunscreen or sun protection.
I didn't think it'd take that long. Like when you're hanging out with your uncle and he's helping you clean something, you guys start talking and your focus isn't completely on the object and the task at hand, but, you know, conversation takes over and you deviate. So we definitely could have finished it up like in half the time.
I'm going to just say this to you. Melanoma.
I know. I know.
I know. And actually, and you're paying for it because your sunburn has been really painful. And I'm really sorry about that. But we had a good laugh last night, didn't we? That was pretty funny.
Gosh. I don't know why it hurt more that
night.
It's
probably the betrayal. The betrayal is what hurt the most.
No, the just throwing it on my back and just letting the lather
give
sit
the people
there.
Some context as to what I was doing.
So Kate's been so kind and so caring and been applying a salve, a lotion to my sunburn, which has been great. But last night, instead of rubbing it on her hands to get it worked up, and then she touches my skin. That's fine. Like, you get that initial shock of, oh. But last night, you just squirted the bottle straight on his skin, and it was like the longest shock.
2 seconds?
Well, like, at least when you put it in your hands, you have your hands once the initial shock is done. But the shock lasted exponentially longer.
You guys, he made this sound. I thought he was joking. I thought he was like, it was not to like use a reference from a movie, but it was a yawp. Like it was, and if you know that reference, good on ya.
I don't.
Dead Poets Society. But he like made this like guttural yelp, like man yelp.
No, it wasn't a yelp. Should I reenact it? Okay, here we go. This was me. That's what it was.
It was pretty funny. I thought he was joking. Turns out he wasn't. Anyways, so going back to, we will have posted pictures. I don't know if we'll share pictures of what the inside look like just yet, because this will probably be a reoccurring topic that we'll have.
Good idea.
So right now we'll have the pictures of what the outside looked like, the before and after Ben washed it.
One step at a time.
Exactly. So let's talk about the inside.
Okay.
It actually, for being a little bit of an older trailer, my gosh, it's 18 years old, but it doesn't look it.
No.
It's a nice trailer. It was it's not a baseline package. It's like a premier package.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like an entertainment center built in. It's got really nice quality cabinets and molding and all this kind of stuff. A really good, for what isn't damaged, which we'll touch on, we've got a good canvas to start with.
Absolutely. We still have all appliances work, washer and dryer included.
Which is insane because trailer comes with a washer and dryer?
They usually don't. It's like $1,000 if you want that specific size washer and dryer in there. So there's just like kind of one, I guess, side of the trailer that needs focus.
It's that slide out.
Yeah, that slide out, like we said earlier, it gets slowly let out over time if it's just stagnant for, you know, years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's natural. But before we acquired it, it needed some love on the floor anyway, because even before it came into my possession, it had been sitting. So floor is number one. I think overall, that's going to be the biggest task.
I would say that that's probably true, because it is fully carpeted, except for like the little kitchenette area has got some sheet vinyl.
That's right.
But all that's going to get ripped up. But the other thing about that slide is that it's got kind of a hole in it. Like the actual floor is missing, that we will have to actually build the base of the floor, like the floorboard essentially.
So to add to that, did you see that long piece of wood that was in there?
Mm-hmm. When we got is that in? What that's for?
Exactly.
Was that, did someone make that for that purpose, or was it the original?
It was purchased within the last couple of years, because we knew that that was the biggest obstacle so far in this. And it's a specific length of floor. It needs to be 14 feet, and you can't just get a 14-foot long piece of plywood.
Yeah. Right.
So it had to be
it's thick plywood, too. What is it?
It's at least
inch?
It's at least 3/4 inch.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have that, and that's kind of our starting point, and we just gotta jump in.
Yeah, and really, you know, some of the first things we're going to have to do is set off like a critter bomb in there. Maybe set off the critter bomb, close everything up, and then drive it to Nashville so that it has time to like marinate in
Not
the critter
a bad
bomb.
Idea.
And then once we, so kind of, we didn't really actually say this, but the trailer is currently in Missouri, and we're figuring out a way that we can go and get it and bring it to Nashville. We've got a place near our home here in
Thank
Hendersonville.
God.
Yeah, that we're going to be able to park it while we work on it. Technically, we could put it in our driveway, but it's not really ideal.
No, we could not put that in the driveway. No way.
Technically, it would fit, but I just don't think that we could use the garage.
Technically, we would have no place to park our vehicles.
Well, back to back, bumper to bumper.
Yeah, on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
So, luckily, being in this business of knowing folks, I was able to call in a couple of favors, because, like we talked about earlier, driving down the road and seeing fifth wheels, I'm like, man, lucky for them, they have a place to park that and work on it. And land and real estate is so valuable here in town. It's hard to find a place that's secluded and safe and accessible, close to us. And called in a favor with our trucking company that we use on tour. And man, they really hooked us up. Like, it was no big deal. I'm very, very thankful.
I know that that was one of the biggest pieces for you, as to like this being a burden, was finding a place to keep it.
Oh.
That was close enough, because part of it was that where the trailer is located in Missouri, because you had originally thought like, I'm just going to have to take a couple of trips and just knock it out in a few weekends, which, I mean, for the purpose of just cleaning it and reselling it kind of as is, would have worked. But then you'd let me see it, and I was like, this is a project. And I was like, we can make this pretty. And then my other demon was like, we can keep it. We should keep it. Which is still a demon, but we don't know what that's going to be, which we'll touch on in a little bit. Yeah. But so being able to have a place for it to be stored, for it to be safe, and close to hardware stores. That's the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Because where it is in Missouri right now, the closest hardware store is what? 30 minutes?
Yes, easily. I mean, not counting Walmart, and gosh, I could imagine Walmart being my only resource for outfitting this thing.
Well, and like from a like design aspect, like I can't imagine that I would have to bring all of the materials for like actually updating and some of the decor from Walmart, or we would have to bring it from Nashville. But having it just down the road that I could pop in, take a measurement of something really quickly, and then go and get it is awesome.
Game changer. Yeah.
So we've got the floor that's an issue. And then like most RVs and trailers, it's got that weird wallpaper on it. Ugh. So that's going to go. And all the entertainment system and all the cabinets is like, what would you call that? Like an oak of some kind?
Oak,
like a yellow
maple
oak
finish.
Maple. That's what it is.
Very much sign of the times.
Very, very 2000s, early 2000s. But that's okay. We're going to take over that.
Easy fix.
Yeah. So, and really, it's like you said, the main actual glaring issue is the floor, that it's got some love that needs to be done. But pretty much the plan is we're just going to completely gut it, except for the cabinets and things. Those will be painted. And we're just going to kind of start fresh and make it kind of like an eclectic farmhouse is the vibe that we're kind of going for.
Yeah, that's the look that we really like.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do, and this is, this will be very interesting to come back and listen to this episode once everything is finished. Yeah. To be like, oh my God, we were so naive that we thought that we were going to do this and we ended up doing this. So as of this moment, before we have even started, we're going to do a wide plank LVT click flooring that is waterproof, which is like a wood look that we can install ourselves, and it's waterproof, which I think is going to be really important, whether or not we keep it or for the next owner, a good waterproof solution. Mm-hmm. We're going to paint the walls just a clean white. We're going to sand off, not really sand off, but we're going to paint over the wallpaper and just do a clean white. We're going to do white subway tiles in the kitchenette. We're going to do white penny tiles in the bathroom. We've got an idea for the shower of using some, what's that stuff called? What's that metal?
It's like corrugated tin.
Yeah, corrugated tin. And I may post some of these things. I may not. Maybe I'll link my Pinterest board so that people can kind of see the vibe that we're going for.
Nice.
But really just a clean, modern, easy to maneuver, I guess, and easy to clean because it's a trailer and people are coming in and out from the wilderness, essentially.
A lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's another like design aspect that you're excited about?
I think right now in the current state, even if we were to bring it all up with the look that is already embedded within it, I think it's not it's not very inviting. It's dark in there, and it's not a place that you really would want to spend a lot of time in there. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most, is just bringing this up to the times and making it more timeless, so to speak.
Right. Well, and the thing about it being so dark is, I mean, most trailers and RVs have fairly small windows, but what's really interesting about this one is that the whole back of the trailer is windows. It has big windows in it. So the potential for it to have good light is there. It just needs some assistance.
Yeah. And the windows themselves are good. Seals are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep telling myself this. This is a finite space. It's not like renovating a house or a full RV even.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much money and time and energy that you can put into this thing because it is only 35 feet long.
Right. That's actually a very good point. What's something that you're dreading about this project?
I'm dreading firing it up and something's not working and I don't know why it's not working because I've never encountered this problem before.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's going to happen a handful of times, maybe two handfuls of times. And again, I need you to say it's going to be okay and keep me from gritting my teeth and swearing under my breath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to happen regardless because I'll probably be right there with you swearing. Yeah. But it's how you take steps moving forward and address the issue rather than sitting and dwelling in the shit.
Oh, I know.
So we can get through that.
I know.
I'm probably dreading most, what am I probably dreading the most for this project? I'm not someone who loves to paint. It's kind of something that I think that I like.
Yep.
And then I start doing it and I'm like, I actually fucking hate this.
I've noticed.
This is stupid. Yep. Shut up. don't even come at me with the two rooms. They're done-ish.
What about that other one?
It's going to happen soon. Yeah.
You're going to say this about something in the camper. You're going to say, yeah, I mean, I'll do the backsplash at some point. Honey, I'll do it.
Okay, this is perfect because I'm going to need your help being like, okay, well, let's do it together so that we can get it done. Because that's something I've been reading. I've been doing a lot of research on people who do this to trailers and RVs. And something that someone said was you have to take it a project at a time.
Yes.
You have to, if you're going to do the floors, do the floors, do the whole thing. Like if you're going to demo the floors, take them all out. Don't like move on to another project. Just do one thing at a time and break it up into those bite-sized pieces because then it doesn't get overwhelming and you actually finish things that way.
Right.
So there will be a weekend that comes that's going to be the painting weekend and I'm going to hate it. But once it's done, I'll feel good about it.
Yeah. But you also have to take into account if your project overlaps and interferes with another one.
But that's the point, is you should only do one project at a time.
Yes, I see what you're saying. But if you want to redo a wall or something, but oh, what about the electric? This outlet needs to be fixed. Oh, shit, we already did the wall.
Yeah, okay, all right. You have to be flexible.
Yes,
we flexible. We have to be flexible.
Flexible and just being prepared to take that next step. Not necessarily dive in, but know what is next.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I do think that like being prepared for mishaps is going to be kind of like a key state of mind that we need to be in, because nothing's going to go completely to plan. There are going to be issues that come up that we're going to want to throw the towel in, and it's just, we got to move past it and get through it.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. And like I said, if we don't make the deadline of getting it done before our wedding, then it'll be fine. No one's going to die. But, you know, I might. No, I'm just kidding.
Your spirit will die.
My spirit will die. What's something that you're really looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to having people come over or wherever we are. And as soon as they take that third step off the entrance door and go, whoa, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to kick back in the armchair and go, yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
Go ahead. Pull up a seat.
Pop a squat, bro.
Yeah, I would probably say that too. Like having our friends, I guess I would say our first trip. Because we have discussed like taking it, even if we don't keep it, that we will take it at least for a trip or two.
Have we discussed this?
I thought that we had.
Yeah. I think it'll be put to use.
Yeah.
But I don't want to venture too far off and alone. I don't think we would just use it by ourselves anyway.
I think that there may be times that we use it by ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll never actually be completely by ourselves because we'll have the dogs and we'll invite our friends, the temporaries, temporary friendships. And then if we do keep it in the future, we'll have little babes that will be in it. Ooh.
You're blushing.
I'm not blushing. I'm just waiting to hear you say, not yet.
No, it's okay. I've accepted it and I just move past it.
Accepted it. Oh, okay, we'll touch on that on another episode.
The future.
I'm going to paint a scenario in your brain.
No.
We're going to keep it. Where are we going first? What's the first like trip that we take in it? Where would you want to go?
I would say Vermont. I want to go up there, but that's such a long drive. Like, I am so trepidatious to go that far. That's like 12, 15 plus hours. And man, I've been in that vehicle, not vehicle, I've been in that camper when something goes haywire, and finding someone that can come fix it is, ugh.
I want to dive into this just a skosh.
Go ahead.
So when you say something goes haywire, what do you mean? Like a flat tire?
Tires are easily fixable.
Right.
More of like the electric goes out or the regulator on the furnace or air conditioner fries. Just things that if it were a household, you would kind of have a general knowledge on like troubleshooting and how to go about it. But this is like, I don't know where any of that is. But of course, that's me right now. When we delve in, I'm sure I'll have a better assessment even 3 months from now of like how things are incorporated into this box.
Right. Well, and the other thing too is that we're going to be updating and renovating things. So hopefully we come into those problems while it's parked here in Nashville and that so that we could. So pending no issues, this is a perfect trip. You would want to go to Vermont.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Where would I want to go? I do, because part of our design, our basis of design, is that we're going to put an electric fireplace mounted into one of the little cabinets. And so I kind of want to go somewhere that we can be cozy in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know where that is, but like, I want to go somewhere mountainous.
Like Colorado?
Wow. Talk about a long drive. That would be fun.
Unless you're talking Appalachians.
Or, like, what's a really good I mean, we could go back to Glacier. That would be fun.
You think Colorado's a long drive?
I know. I know. Seriously, 30 hours. What's a good mountainous national park?
We could just head straight east, go to North Carolina or Virginia.
Well, I mean, so I pitched this idea to Ben. It is not set in stone, clearly. But we have kind of dabbled with the idea of postponing our honeymoon and doing it sometime next year. And I said, you know, maybe if we do, you know, finish the trailer in time, that from our wedding, which is in the mountains in Tennessee, we could just hop in and do a little mini moon, just the two of us, and go tool around in the mountains for a few days.
Yeah.
And I think that would be really fun.
What would you say to someone who told you that would be your honeymoon, even if someone said that like 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You wouldn't be surprised at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. Would you be surprised?
I think
it's a mini moon, though. It's not our real honeymoon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a few days of a getaway.
Mm-hmm.
I think if someone would have said that it was my camper, or I should say my sister and I's camper, then I would have been straight up facepalm and anxiety overload.
Well, that's how kind of this trailer has been for you for the past 3 years. It has been a source of anxiety and burden. And
yes,
part of the reason that I am glad that I got to go and see it with you is because I am able to help you flip the perspective on what this trailer could be and kind of pivot it from being a burden to becoming a project that may turn out to be something really cool and yeah, fun, and something that you can be really proud of.
Yeah, and you totally have, and you've done it very well.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, because I've been dreading it for years.
And would you say that now you're a little more excited about it, and
absolutely,
the dread has kind of dissipated a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. Because, like we mentioned earlier, not having to drive 500 miles mm-hmm. to work on it, and then hoping I have all the materials.
Right.
Whereas here, it's just run down the road to work on it,
right,
or get something.
Well, and now you have a partner to help you.
Look at you.
Look at you. Hey, look at us.
Look at us. Look at everything. Hey, look at this.
Look at this trailer. Can you believe that in the year that they were planning their wedding in a pandemic, that they renovated this trailer? And it looks beautiful. And now, look at them. They're driving off into the sunset from their wedding with the trailer in tow.
Oh, no. They just blew a tire.
No, Ben. Don't put that in the universe.
Take it back.
Anyways, I love you.
I love you, too.